Welcome to your individual long-term activity. You've prepared a talk on ice cream. The stage is yours. We're ready for you.
Yeah, today I want to talk about the benefits of having ice cream at our get-together of our class, of our year. And I asked around, and even though 5% told me that they don't eat ice cream, and other 5% told me that they don't have a preference, the results were that 13% of all the people that I asked around who gave me an answer said that chocolate is their favorite, and vanilla is also on top, I would say, like, the second place, and mint chocolate, what surprised me, because who would eat toothpaste, but I'm not judging. So as I said, mint chocolate is on third place. So my idea would be that we offer chocolate and vanilla ice cream at the get-together. So if anybody is unhappy with the flavors that we're offering, we could also offer a lot of toppings, for example, sprinkles or whipped cream and chocolate syrup. And for the people who picked cookie dough or cookies and cream as their favorite flavors, we could also offer some Oreo cookies or just like cookies in general, so you can crumble it over your ice cream and eat it that way. So I think everybody would be happy with that, what we're offering. And for the people who are lactose intolerant, for example, or vegan, we could also offer some fruits as alternatives and water ice and a lot of beverages, for example, like water, like sweet tea, iced tea, sweet tea. So we could also add some fruits to the sweet tea because we're offering a lot of strawberries and lemons and mangoes and watermelons and grapes for all the people who follow a strict diet because they don't want to eat anything unhealthy with a lot of sugar. So you can also have something that you can snack while at the get-together. And for the people who picked pistachio and hazelnut as their favorite ice cream flavors, we are offering crushed up pistachios and hazelnuts to put on your vanilla or chocolate ice cream so everybody can have one of their favorite flavors at the get-together. And for the people who are intolerant or allergic to anything that we haven't even mentioned yet, please let us know, because we want the get-together to be a wonderful time for everyone, because it's summer outside and who doesn't like a cold ice cream in the summer? And also you can have meaningful conversations while outside, and you can walk around while eating ice cream because you don't have to sit down and pay attention to the whole thing that you're eating. Because when you're eating ice cream, you usually pick between a cone or a cup, and when you're eating with a cup, you eat it with a spoon, and the whole thing is just like effortless. And I think that's the most important part of the whole get-together, and that's the whole meaning of summer, to have an effortless time with your classmates or your former classmates. And I think after all the stressful exam days that we had, the most relaxing thing would be to sit in the sun eating ice cream. And you can also use the toppings that you used for your ice cream as an icebreaker with other people that you maybe don't know that well and haven't really talked to. And I think maybe it's also the last chance for us to sit together and talk before our ways part after high school. And so you could use the icebreaker method to talk to your crush, and maybe it's also the last time that you ever get the chance to do that. And it would be such a sweet meet cute for you both. And I think we as organization could also offer a contest, or maybe host a contest, where the person with the most weird, like not most weird, with the weirdest food combinations with all the toppings and the ice cream wins. And the person who loses the contest gets some mint chocolate, because as I said, it's weird that you like it and it tastes like toothpaste, and I think it's the best thing you could give to a loser. So I hope I could convince you to take my suggestion into consideration and maybe host a little ice cream party in our school garden.